you're listening to the Jasmine Star Show. My name is Scott O, Customer Success Manager for Social Curator, and I'm here to introduce today's episode, which is a recording from a live Ask Me Anything session Jasmine hosted on Facebook Live last week. Have you ever wondered how some people just seem to get more done in a day? Friend, you can be just as productive. And in this live class, Jasmine is going to explain how to balance your time and responsibilities as an entrepreneur. This episode is a juicy one, and I can't wait for you to hear it. So without further introduction, let's dive in.
Hi friends, how are you? Today we are popping in for a little bit of a live chat and conversation, but I'm going to start with a question, and it's going to be a quiz. Where do you find yourself today? Answer this quiz. A, I have a 9-to-5 and a side hustle. B, my business is full-time, but I'm a solopreneur and wear all the hats. And C, I am trying to run my business while also caring for my family. Okay. So what I was saying was that this quiz, it's actually not just to get the conversation going. It's so that I'm better prepared on how to tailor conversations. Because the thing I hear a lot from business owners is, how do I get all the things done? Why does it feel like some people are more productive? Or why does it feel like some people have more hours in the day? And we'll go back to what we know is true, is that time is the most valuable thing that you own. And the good news is that it isn't too late to change or modify how you spend it. Because I have lots of conversations with business owners who just feel like no matter what they do, they're spinning their wheels and their to-do list is getting bigger and the rate at which they're moving keeps on getting slower. So the good news is also that it's an even playing field. Everybody has just 24 hours in a day. So if everybody has 24 hours in a day, why does it seem like some people are more productive than others? Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever looked at somebody else and you're like, well, they also have 4 kids and they're also like doing this part-time and they also volunteer church. Like, how are they able to get all that stuff done? And why do I feel like I'm falling short? Well, I don't know your particular situation and I can't speak to those things specifically. What I do know, and we're about to rub people the wrong way, is that productivity comes down to priorities. Productivity comes down for priorities. Whenever I used to say, it would be very common for me to say, I don't have time for social media, or social media takes so much time. I don't have time to go to the gym. And somebody looked at me from across the table and said, why don't you change I don't have time and instead use that's not a priority for me. I don't have time, and substitute it with that's not a priority for me. And they said, try that on and see how it feels. And the minute I said, marketing my business isn't a priority, I was like, wait a minute, that's not true. Whenever I tested saying working out is not my priority, well, that wasn't true. So we go back down, and I'm just going to walk you through how things radically changed for me, because productivity comes down to my priorities, and I started shifting my priorities. So I also started to understand that how you spend your day is a reflection of what is most important to you. How you spend your day is a reflection of what is most important to you. And as I say that, if what's coming right up for you is how you spend your day, and you're not spending the time that you want with your children, or you're not spending the time that you want volunteering at an organization, or you're not spending the amount of time that you would like to focus on your business, whatever the case may be, however you spend your day is a reflection of what's your priority. So the question then becomes, does your current schedule reflect what matters to you most? And like, I like having these conversations because I have an opportunity to be real, and I'm hoping that you could be real with yourself. And the question becomes yes or no. Does your current schedule reflect what matters to you most? So if it's not a priority, then own it. But if it is a priority, then show it. If marketing your business is not in your wheelhouse right now, say, it is not in my wheelhouse right now. Great. Now you forfeit the opportunity to complain about the results you don't have for the work you did not do. And that is okay. It is okay to say, I can't do all the things, and so I'm saying that working out is not a priority for me. No problem. I own it. That's not a priority for me. But then I cannot complain when my pants don't fit. I cannot complain if I don't have a six-pack. Why? I didn't do the work that I wanted to get the results. So if we know that balancing our time boils down to priorities, and if it's not a priority, no judgment. Good for you. Start identifying what your priorities are. If you need to change how you spend your time, let's dive in a little bit to how do we start making these small changes? Well, your brain is meant to generate ideas, not store them. So write down everything that you can think that you need to do. So your brain is not intended to keep everything. Your brain is not a treasure chest. Your brain is an idea machine. But oftentimes where we get stress and anxiety is that we're keeping everything in here and then we're demanding ourselves to remember it. And then if for some reason the next day, that evening, a week later, you're like, oh, I can't believe I didn't remember. How did I forget? I'm so absent-minded. No, you're not. You're just expecting your brain to do something it wasn't the best at doing. So whenever you have a list of things to do, write everything down. Now, for over a decade, I survived on a to-do list, a manual paper to-do list, and sticky notes. This was my system. And then all of a sudden, as my business started to get bigger and I started getting virtual assistants, I started hiring my first team member, I realized that everything could not exist on a piece of paper that was on my desk. Other people had to know what was going on. So we transitioned into a project management tool. Now there's a ton out there. I don't get sponsored. The team and I use Asana, but you can use Monday. There's just so many different options out there. So if we then know everything we need to do, now it's time to start ranking them by priorities. And whatever is not a priority, you either eliminate it or you delegate it. Now, I understand that people right now are like, well, that's just a luxury. How nice to be able to delegate. How nice to be able to delete. But you see, Jasmine, I have to do everything in my business. And I'm going to tell you, I used to say the same thing. I used to say that I was the only person who knew how to edit my photos. I was the only person who knew how to design albums for clients. I was the only person who could create submissions so that I was talking to editors and landing bigger gigs. I was the only person who could write my blog post. I was the only person who could respond to emails because it was a personal relationship that they're paying for. Listen, I was there. I wish I can go back to myself and shake me silly and say, girl, you do not have to be there. You will grow faster, you will grow bigger, the more that you are not doing things that are not a priority. Because guess what? They'll still be getting done, they just won't be getting done by you. How amazing, how freeing. Now, what I thought back when I first hired, we hired our very first team member in 2017. So this is like a decade of doing everything on my own. And when we hired that first person, my thoughts were, I'm not sure I have enough work for her to do. My thoughts were, I don't think she can do it as well as I can. My thoughts were, well, now I'm not going to be as profitable. But what I didn't realize then was that by bringing somebody on, she was doing things that she was better at, and I was doing things that I was better at. And guess what? Because we were moving faster, I was able to take on more projects and more things, which shot our revenue up. So everything I thought wouldn't happen, that was going to happen, did not happen. Now let's flash forward to now, present day, and I think to myself, I mean, I literally had this conversation with my husband and business partner yesterday. When I said, when I look at the numbers and I look at the people we need to hire, it doesn't make sense because I'm just so worried about like what revenue will be impacted and profitability by the people that we bring on. But here's what I know. I am standing in my own way. I am doing way too many things in the business that I have to take a step back and say, we need to hire for this role. Period, the end. I need to train this person. I need to get out so I can do other things, because what I'm realizing is that what I once thought was a priority, it's no longer a priority because now I have a different vision. So I need to train somebody to take care of this so I can go over here and build another revenue stream. Now that is going to be how you can get more done. Now, a word of caution. is that we have to prioritize what's important versus what's urgent. I daily must make the decision to say, I need to focus on what's important, not what's urgent. Even though it's so tempting to be like, oh, you have this email, you have this message, you just got hit up by this amazing opportunity on Instagram. Okay, that's urgent. It's not important. What is important will be the thing that moves the business forward, not makes me feel good for today. What is important will move the business forward. And what is urgent makes me feel like I'm getting stuff today, done today. So there are times in the day where I just completely turn off all other ideas, all other communication, and I focus just on what I need to do in this very moment. And then I push out all the urgent because I'm focusing on the important. Then I can come up for air and say, okay, who do I need to get back to? Where am I going? I'm using two different sides of my brain so that I'm maximizing my time and my focus. Speaking of maximizing the time, I have to come out and say the reason I've been able to get a lot done is because small pockets of time will be game changers. It was very common for me to look at the clock and say, oh, it's 12:54 and I have a meeting at 1. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to, I'll just scroll Instagram or I'll text some of my friends, which is good. Nothing's wrong with that. Nothing's wrong with that. But the more that I started putting on my plate, that now I look at a 6-minute break in my day and I'm like, great, I'm going to do this for 6 minutes. Like, what has been helpful is for me to rank, kind of like clocking, like, how is this a big task, a small task, a medium-sized task? Like, how much time will it take? And if I have a 5-minute thing that I can do, I'm using every single minute of the day. And I know that sounds ridiculous. And some people might say that and say, that's not the life I want to live. That's not how I want to run. No problem. But the difference between people who you see are like, man, how are they getting all done? I firmly believe that they're maximizing the smallest pockets of time, 5-6 minutes, and they're using things to move the needle in their business. And one thing, a major lesson I learned, is about to be honest with yourself about your capacity. I don't want you to set yourself up to fail. It's so important that you don't put what is not humanly possible. Now remember, you're not a computer and you're not a machine. I love putting 25 things on my to-do list, but then all of a sudden at the end of the day, I would feel like I was a failure if I didn't do all 25. But I think to myself, who could do those 25 things in any given day? And so what I've slowly started to realize is that I can only do so much in a day. And now when I'm looking at workloads, I'm thinking, is this possible for me to do? Like, if you were to assign, okay, this will probably take me 30 minutes and this will take 15 minutes and this will take me. And then all of a sudden, if you look and you have 12 hours of work to do in a day and you don't have 12 hours of work because you're a parent or there's commuting or you're volunteering or whatever the case may be, then you have to say, I can't do the 12 hours. What more could you expect from yourself other than you doing the most with what you have in the time that you have? So please, don't beat yourself up for not getting 12 hours of work done in 4 hours. It's just being very pragmatic about how much time it will take. And one thing that has been a major lesson later in the business is to learn how to rest and not quit. What happens is that our bodies become repositories, they become containers for energy, for depletion, like what we put out, what we put out, what we put out, what we put out. But if we're not taking the actual time to like take a step back and like come back to a baseline, we're going to burn out. I'm not going to age myself, but I've seen a ton of really talented business owners with really profitable businesses say, I'm done. This is not the quality of life that I wanted. This is not practical. This is not the way that I can function. So I'm cool. I'm going to go do something else. And I'm happy to say that being strict with putting parameters around what is a work time and what's not has made a profound difference. Like, I'll tell you, at the end of last week, I was burnt. Like, I was burnt out. And I said, if I even touch any work over the weekend, I'm going to be in a bad place next week, and I need to be in a good place next week. So this past Saturday and Sunday, I didn't open my computer. Now, did I know that I had a ton of work to do? Yeah, I did. And I still couldn't bring myself to do it because I need to be 100 in that week. So then my Monday morning, I woke up early. Like, my mind was like good. It was like firing. It was going. So what I did over the weekend is I made space for my brain. I made space for my body. That way, hit the ground running on Monday. I finished everything that I needed to do that was lingering over the weekend, started Monday with a good clean head onto how to finish the work. So I'm talking a bunch. We want to move into Q&A. So please know that this Q&A, by and large, this is always a free form open Q&A. What we wanted to start doing testing, remember that quiz earlier today where I said, like, where are you at? Or kind of bit like, where are you at in your business so that we could tailor these conversations? And then I asked, are you A, I have a 9-to-5 and a side hustle. B, my business is full time, but I wear all the hats. Or C, I'm trying to run my business while also caring for my family full time. Like, I asked that as a quiz. And so please, if you have a response now, please add it in the chat because it really does help framework. Because what we saw was that people were saying, I don't have time for it all. So why not have a conversation around what time actually looks like and how I function in time? And then we can carry a conversation from there. Okay, so there are questions that are coming in. And I restarted my computer, got a whole new operating system, the whole nine, and I didn't turn off the dinging sound. So please know that I'm getting your questions as they come in. So you're going to be hearing a dinging sound. So sorry. Okay. Amanda Davis said, I am sure I will learn it here, but I have tried hundreds of time to block and make a routine and I can't adhere to it. Fear of failure, maybe fear of commitment, possibly. How do I stick to a schedule? Amanda, I wish that I was a time productivity specialist. I wish that I can quote some scientific thing. But honestly, what you struggle with is what I struggle with, and that's actually to make a commitment and see a schedule. Now, your reasons why it's harder for you to stick to a schedule are probably different than my reasons why I had a hard time sticking to a schedule. But like anything, like having the discipline to work out, like having the discipline to learn how to walk, having the discipline on learning how to drive a car, having the discipline to learn how to ride a bike, having the discipline to learn a second language, whatever. Having the discipline to say, I want to learn how to golf, and so then you just go and start taking golf lessons. Like, everything is simply making the cognizant decision to say, I'm going to be disciplined. That's it. That's it. You could be afraid. You could have fear of failure. You could have fear of commitment. All of those things could be true. But even if they're true, the only way that you stick to something is by sticking to it. And then in the beginning, I'm going to tell you it's going to suck and your timeline is going to be way off. And you're going to be like, oh, see, this doesn't work. No, no, no. It's the more you stick to it and the more you refine your timeline that you have a big dose of reality of you're like, wait a minute, I was really expecting the impossible from my schedule. And so then I would beat myself up and say, tell myself that I wasn't moving fast enough, but I can actually see what is humanly possible for me. So how you stick to a schedule, like, I mean, like deep thoughts, and I'm not going to be like your time guru, is you just make a decision. You make a decision to say, I will stick with this. And now this is where I can quote a scientific study. A scientific study reported or proved that 30 days turn something into a habit. So can you stick to a schedule for 30 days? Because if you can, you will then get enough information to say, how long does this really take me? What do I need help with? What can I delegate? What should I delegate? Karen says, I'm an online ESL teacher and learned how much I can actually get done in a 5-minute break between classes. I carried it over to business. Karen, I am so happy that you are out here testify. Like, I needed somebody to say, like, truly, truly, that what we can do with 5 small pockets of 5 minutes per day, that's 25 minutes. Do you know what you can do in 25 minutes? A heck of a lot. There are so many days that I do not have the luxury to sit down 25 minutes just to work. Oh no, it's about doing all the things. Okay, Sophia said, without income, you cannot delegate. Well, I understand, Sophia. Like, my heart, it goes out to you because I felt the same way. If I don't have income, I cannot delegate. And then I started realizing that there are people where you can get creative. So in 2015, 2016, instead of writing a book about my photography career and how I built my business, I decided to self-publish a magazine that's the length of a book. So this magazine was 138 pages. My husband and I paid for the magazine to get created, and we published it ourselves, and then we put it in this online store, and it was called Exposed, and it was so great. But all of a sudden, what we realized was I didn't have money to hire somebody to do all the shipping. And the shipping, whoa. It was so much time and energy. And so I just thought, I can't delegate and I can't outsource. But you want to know what I did? I turned to people who I trusted and they trusted me. At the time, I asked my brother and his girlfriend to work with us for 1 month for free until I got the money from selling the magazines to pay them for the time that it would take to package everything. Okay, one thing. Another thing was that you don't know that there is the opportunity for people to work with you in exchange for experience, in exchange for exposure. You also, I mean, depending on how involved or how close you are with a group of friends, I have asked friends to step in for me when I really needed it, just to get it off the ground. And quite honestly, another way that you can afford to delegate or to omit is to do a trade. So Sophia, I don't know what it is you do. Maybe you're a makeup artist and you really need somebody. Maybe you need a virtual assistant to like help you with emails. Maybe you make her or him customized makeup tutorials. Maybe you say, I'll do your makeup once a month or twice a month, five times a month in order for you to be in my inbox 5 hours a week. I don't know, but we can find excuses or we can find reasons why it would work. Okay, Sandra says, when does it become unrealistic to build a business? When to recognize that it might not be the season for it? Talking as a new mom who left corporate but can't find the time. Sandra, okay. The kindest thing that you can do for yourself and for your new child is for you to believe and hold on to the truth that building a business is in you. But it might not be the time right now. And that's okay. If you believe, and Sandra, what I'm feeling very strongly from you is that it might not be the time for you to build your business. And that hurts. And there's probably a chance that maybe you don't want to go back to corporate America. Maybe you want more time with your new baby, but you're like, where does that put me? And I would invite you, Sandra, to start looking for opportunities with other people or other businesses that are doing what you want to do. So, Sandra, I don't know what it is you want to do, but let's just say you want to create a course to teach other people on how to create a course. What would it look like for you to work with somebody who's needing help as they create their courses? So you get to see what is in the process of creating a course or hosting the course or selling the course or promoting the course. Or let's just say you really want to create your own Etsy store and you want to create like scarves and hats. Great, but you don't have the time to do all the things that's needed. Well, could you do admin work for somebody who has an Etsy store just so that you could see like how things work? It is totally okay. I just know that as a mom of a 22-month daughter, I just feel like I'm in a whirlwind. And I know that I can't work at the same rate and at the same pace that I was when I did not have a child. So I have two options. I can beat myself up and be so upset that I'm not working as fast or as productive or taking on as many projects as I was in 2019. Or I can just say, this is my reality and I need to put up parameters. Sandra, you will go farther working 20 hours a week, being the mom you want to be, still having that creative outlet, than trying to demand yourself to work 40 hours a week and still be the mom that you want. Why do we put ourselves and tell ourselves a story that it must look like this? No, you're in control, Sandra. You get to decide how many hours do you want to work a week and what do you want to do? Then, once you have that defined, you go out and see what opportunities are available for you at the time. Please do not think that you must work 40 hours. If you have a child, you have multiple children, oh my God, my heart goes out to you. You can define what it is you want to do. However, that might also come with a change in finances. Are you okay with that? Because if you're okay with tightening your belt, because you absolutely could go back to corporate America and probably be making more than you would be working part-time doing your own thing. But what in the long run is going to be best for you, your ambitions, and your child? I hope any of those questions added a little bit of clarity of what it is that you want to do. Okay. So, Zach, why you got coming with those hard right hooks? How do you communicate time boundaries to others in a way that highlights the benefits they are receiving from the boundary instead of being a lack of availability? So, Zach, I don't know if you're asking a time boundary question in relation to you and a client, and I don't know if you're asking this time boundary between you and a friend. So I'm going to answer them both ways. Now, I'm going to start with friendship. Since becoming a mom, I have noticed that my friendships have taken a back seat. I want to say that, oh, I'm embarrassed or I feel like I'm let down. And I struggled with that in the beginning. And now I have since said it is a season and a time in my life. Before I had a child, my friend would be like, hey, let's just meet for a cup of coffee and let's go for a walk. I would love that. And I can't tell you the last time I met a friend for coffee and gone on a walk. I just realized that at this time in my life, I'm not the friend you call for a cup of coffee and a walk. I will always be the friend that it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you need something in South Africa, I'm getting on a plane. I know that I will be a ride or die friend. But the time boundaries that I have, as I have huge ambitions with my business, I have huge ambitions as being a good life partner with my husband, I have huge ambitions at being a good mom. And all of a sudden, I started realizing I couldn't do everything well in addition to being that friend who will always be there. So I have to communicate to my friends that who I was as a friend before, it looks different now. I will always be a friend and I will always show up for you. But if you need closeness as a friend that requires me to be consistently hanging out with you on a weekly basis, I'm going to communicate to you that I can't give you what you need right now. I hope we can get back to that, but right now that's not where I am at. So I apologize, but as long as you know where I'm at, I'll be with you and we can make plans, but maybe not in the capacity that you need. Does it suck? Yeah. Has it been hard? Yes. But I just feel like I know who I am now and I need to state this is the new version of me. As far as setting up boundaries, yes, I absolutely think that business owners, when I was a photographer and my clients would text me at 10 o'clock at night, I would not respond then. Not because I was being rude, but I'm like, I'm not working right now. Like, I'm having my personal time. And then I would respond to text messages between standard business hours. When I was getting an email and a client would email me, I wouldn't respond, even if it was very, very, very important. Why? Oh, let's go back. This is like a perfect time for us to bring up that very thing that we had just spoken about, is that email or that text message, oh, it feels urgent, but you wanna know what's really important? What was really important for me was having a healthy lifestyle with my husband and my business partner. A really important thing was I don't need to get distracted responding to this email or this text message because what I'm doing right now is editing photos. It's keeping me on a deadline with an editor. It's having me put together a proposal for getting a feature. Remember, I am not prioritizing what's urgent. I'm prioritizing what is important.
Hey, I really hope you enjoyed this class about how to balance all the responsibilities you have as an entrepreneur. At Social Curator, we know how much you have on your plate, and we want to help alleviate some of your stress. That's why we provide social media resources to help you post in just 5 minutes or less. Start your Social Curator subscription today to gain instant access to over 100 caption templates, thousands of lifestyle photos, group coaching with Jasmine, and more at socialcurator.com/join. We can't wait to see you in our private community soon. But until then, thank you for listening.